Before we learn some Hebrew words, let us start with prayer.
Inden vi skal lære lidt hebraiske ord, så lad os begynde med en bøn.
Heavenly Father, we again ask simply for you to open our hearts and our minds to your words.
Himmelske Far, vi beder dig igen helt enkelt om at åbne vores hjerter og sind for dit ord.
May our words be pleasant to your heart.
Må vores ord behage dit hjerte.
And may you guide our steps.
Og må du vejlede vores trin.
In the name of Jesus, amen.
I Jesu navn, amen.
The love, the grace and the mercy of God be with all of you this evening.
Guds kærlighed, fred og nåde være med jer alle denne aften.
Prophet Isaiah was an amazing servant of God.
Profeten Isaias var en utrolig gudstjener.
He was as hard as he should be as a pastor calling people to repentance and back to God.
Og han var præcis så hård som man skal være som præst, når man skal kalde folk til anger og tilbage til Gud.
At the same time he would always bring gospel. He would always bring God's hope to the lives of their people.
Og på samme tid så bragte han altid Guds glædelige budskab. Han bragte altid håb til folket.
In Isaiah chapter 62, 1-5, the prophet says,
og i kapitel 62, vers 1-5, siger profeten,
bringing God's message to the people,
hvor han bringer Guds budskab til folket.
No longer will they call you deserted.
Man skal ikke længere kalde dig forladt.
Or name your land desolate.
Eller nævne dit land som tomt.
But you will be called Hephzibah.
Men du vil blive kaldt Hephzibah.
And your land Beulah.
Og dit land Beulah.
Because the Lord will take delight in you.
For Herren vil glæde sig over dig.
And your lands will be married.
Og dit land vil blive gift.
Throughout the Bible, the relationship between God and his people is compared with the relationship of a bridegroom with his bride.
Gennem hele Bibelen bliver forholdet mellem Guds folk og Gud sammenlignet med forholdet mellem en brudgom og en brud.
It is the main theme of the book of Hosea.
Det er hovedtemaet i Hoseas bog.
In Hosea chapter 2, verses 19, the Lord says,
i Hoseas kapitel 2, vers 19, siger Herren,
I will betroth you to me forever.
Jeg vil trolove dig med mig for evigt.
I will betroth you in righteousness and justice.
Jeg vil forlove mig med dig i retfærdighed og ret.
In love and compassion.
I kærlighed og barmhjertighed.
Unfortunately, Hosea's wife was unfaithful to him.
Desværre var Hoseas hustru ham utro.
In the same way as God's people was unfaithful to his God.
På samme måde som Guds folk var utro mod ham.
However, against the world's pattern of behavior, against the world expectations, Hosea is still committed to his people.
Men imod verdens forventning er Hoseas er Gud stadig tro mod sit folk.
And against all expectations, God is still deeply committed to us as his people.
Mod al forventning er Gud stadig dedikeret og tro mod os som sit folk.
The theme of the bride and the divine wedding is carried into the New Testament.
Og temaet med bruden og brudgommen og brylluppet bæres videre i Nytestamentet.
Jesus refers to himself in Matthew 19:15 as the bridegroom.
I Matthæus 19:15 henviser Jesus til sig selv som brudgommen.
We, the church, are his beloved.
Vi, kirken, er hans elskede.
And one day, will join him at the wedding feast.
Og en dag skal vi være sammen med ham til bryllupsmåltidet.
In Ephesians chapter 5, Paul used this imagery to advise couples on how they should love one another in their own marriages.
Og i Efeserbrevet kapitel 5 bruger Paulus det her billede til at vejlede gifte par til hvordan de skal forholde sig til hinanden i deres eget ægteskab.
The last words of that passage say.
Og ordet siger der i den passage.
For this reason a man will leave his father and mother.
Derfor skal en mand forlade sin mor og sin far.
And be united to his wife.
Og være forenet med sin hustru.
And the two will be one flesh.
Og de to skal blive et kød.
Then Paul adds the following words. This is a profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ and the church.
Og Paulus tilføjer så, dette er et udgrundligt mysterie, men det peger på Jesus og kirken.
The imagery of the divine wedding continued throughout the New Testament up to the book of Revelation.
Og billedet her med brylluppet fortsætter gennem Nye Testament helt frem til Åbenbaringsbogen.
We read in Revelation 19:7, "Let us be glad and rejoice and honor him."
Og i Åbenbaringen læser vi, "Lad os glædes og ære ham."
For the time has come for the wedding banquet of the Lamb.
For nu er tiden kommet for lammets bryllupsfest.
And the bride is ready. The bride has prepared herself.
Og bruden er rede. Bruden har forberedt det.
Who is the Lamb? Jesus Christ.
Hvem er lammet? Det er Jesus Kristus.
Who is the bride? We, the church.
Og hvem er bruden? Det er os, kirken.
As someone said, the human history began with a marriage ceremony at the in the Garden of Eden.
Som nogen har sagt, så begyndte menneskets historie med en bryllupsceremoni i Edens have.
And human history will end with the marriage ceremony between the bride and the groom, between Christ and his church.
Og menneskets historie vil slutte med bryllupsceremonien mellem Kristus og kirken.
In our text, or in our lesson for today in the Old Testament, the prophet Isaiah uses the same imagery.
Og profeten Isaias bruger det samme billede i vores tekst her til aften.
Israel, God's people, is behaving very badly, is in a bad way.
Og Israel, Guds folk, opfører sig dårligt.
Israel not only was in the world, but Israel became worldly.
Israel var ikke bare i verden, men blev verdslig.
Israel betrayed her God and brought self-destruction over herself.
Israel forrådte Gud og bragte ødelæggelse over sig selv.
As a consequence, Israel is defeated again and again by their enemies.
Og som konsekvens blev Israel besejret igen og igen af deres fjender.
Finally, Israel is taken into exile, into Babylon.
Og til slut blev Israel ført i eksil i Babylon.
The great country, the land of Israel, has become Hatzubah, that is deserted, and Shemamah, that is desolate.
Og Israels land, det store stolte land, er nu blevet forladt, øde, lagt øde.
Jerusalem, the capital city, the city of God, has been torn down and the temple has been destroyed.
Jerusalem, Guds by, er nu blevet revet ned. Templet er blevet ødelagt.
Even then, through the words of Isaiah, you can have a taste of God's heart, of a taste of God's great love and compassion.
Og selv her ser vi Isaias ord, Guds hjerte, Guds store barmhjertighed.
Centuries before the fall of Jerusalem comes a reality.
Og århundreder før Jerusalems fald kommer her en realitet.
In the midst of the threats of the enemy. The enemy was kind of coming against them.
Ja, og mens fjenden kommer mod dem.
God has a word of consolation for his people, a word of hope for his people, even if they didn't deserve it.
Og Gud har her et ord af trøst til sit folk, selv da de ikke fortjener det.
Before time, Isaiah says, you shall no more be termed forsaken.
Og Isaiah siger her, du skal ikke længere kaldes forladt.
And your land shall no more be termed desolate.
Dit land skal ikke længere være øde.
And against all expectation, he says, but you will be called my delight, that is Hephzibah.
Men mod al forventning, du skal blive kaldt min glæde.
And your land will be called married, that is Beulah.
Og dit land vil blive kaldt Beulah, gift.
For the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married.
For Herren glæder sig over dig, og dit land skal blive gift.
It's a extremely beautiful passage.
Det er en meget smuk passage her.
Israel had gone through a very difficult time.
Israel gennemgik en meget vanskelig tid.
Jerusalem went so bad that it was named abandoned and the land was called desolate.
Det stod så galt til Jerusalem, at det blev kaldt forladt og øde.
But God had not forgotten them.
Men Gud havde ikke glemt dem.
God had was announcing that a new day was coming for them.
Gud bekendtgjorde, at en ny dag kom for dem.
A day when the land of Israel would no longer be called abandoned or desolate.
Den dag skulle komme, hvor Israels land ikke længere skulle være øde og forladt.
And even against reality, against what was happening, God was going to call Jerusalem, my delight is in you, and you are married.
Og på trods af hvad der skete, ville Gud kalde Israel sin glæde.
The word married here is very important.
Og ordet ægteskab, gift her, er meget vigtigt.
There was a very negative cultural connotation for a woman who didn't marry on those days.
Der var en meget negativ medbetydning for en kvinde, som ikke var gift på det tidspunkt.
An unmarried woman would be an outcast. A widow would be left without the security for her future.
En ugift kvinde ville være forstødt uden sikkerhed for sin fremtid.
And since on those days women could not have possessions, the only way of her making a living would normally be through prostitution.
Og eftersom kvinder dengang ikke kunne eje land, og så ville deres eneste forsørgelsesvej ofte være prostitution.
So because of her sin, Israel was abandoned. Israel was desolate.
På grund af Israels synd blev det forladt øde.
But against all the odds, the prophet Isaiah says, you will receive a new name, my delight and merit.
Og mod alle odds, så siger Isaias her, du vil få et nyt navn. Det vil være min glæde.
It's a stunning way of expressing God's love and God's grace.
Det er et utroligt udtryk for Guds kærlighed og nåde.
You may ask, Pastor, what is the connection between Isaiah and us?
Og det kan være, at du spørger, jamen Pastor, hvad er forbindelsen mellem Isaias dengang og os nu?
You may be in the midst of a crisis.
Det kan være, at du er midt i en krise.
You may consider yourself desolate and abandoned by God.
Måske føler du dig selv forladt og lagt øde af Gud.
Like Israel, perhaps you have relaxed, you have taken liberties, you have adapted to the patterns of this world.
Måske har du ligesom Israel taget dig friheder og gået med flowet i denne verden.
Perhaps you have decided that your marriage is not eternal anymore.
Måske har du besluttet dig for, at dit ægteskab det ikke gælder længere til livets ende.
Perhaps because of the difficulties in your own relationships, you may think that faithfulness is a thing of the past.
Måske vil du på grund af vanskeligheder i dit eget forhold tænke, at troskab er en ting, der hører fortiden til.
You may say, enough is enough. I have sacrificed enough.
Det kan være, du siger, nu er det nok, jeg har ofret rigeligt.
Like Israel, we may be gotten into a bad way because of our sinful nature, because of bad decisions, because of the influence of world values.
Ligesom Israel kan vi være kommet på afveje og have taget dårlige beslutninger på grund af verdens indflydelse.
It happens, and at times it is not even our responsibility or a fault of our own.
Og det sker, og det er ikke engang vores eget ansvar eller vores egen fejl.
At times life can be very hard.
Nogle gange kan livet være rigtig svært.
Life can be like that, desolate, abandoned.
Livet kan være sådan, forladt, øde.
I hope that if you are in the middle of a storm, you'd read the prophet Isaiah again and again and remember.
Og jeg håber, at hvis du er midt i sådan en storm, at du vil læse profeten Isaias igen og igen.
You may have forgotten God, but he will never forget you.
Det kan godt være, du har glemt Gud, men han vil aldrig glemme dig.
God loves us with a love that is eternal.
Gud elsker os med en kærlighed, der er evig.
He is love, and love always protects, love always trusts, love always hopes, love always perseveres.
Gud er kærlighed, der altid tror og håber og udholder.
And his love, the love of God through Jesus Christ, never fails.
Og hans kærlighed, Guds kærlighed i Jesus Kristus, fejler aldrig.
Just contemplate the cross to see, to feel, to know how much God has loved you.
Se korset for dig, for at se og føle og opleve, hvor meget Gud elsker dig.
This is the vision that has sustained Christians century after century.
Og det er den vision, det billede, som har holdt kristne oppe århundrede efter århundrede.
We are God's beloved.
Vi er Guds elskede.
God is married to us.
Gud har giftet sig med os.
He will never forsake us.
Han vil aldrig forlade os.
No matter what the circumstances of life might be.
Uanset hvordan vores livs omstændigheder må være.
That is the kind of hope prophet Isaiah preached to Israel.
Det var sådan et håb profeten Isaias prædikede til Israel.
It is the same kind of promise that we have from Jesus Christ.
Og det er samme slags løfte vi har fået fra Jesus Kristus.
And even if I am repeating it again and again, it is important to do it because God has not forgotten you.
Og selvom jeg gentager det gang på gang, så er det vigtigt. Gud har ikke glemt dig.
The world can tempt us, the world can distract us, the world can even trap us and even destroy our relationship with God and with one another.
Og verden kan friste os, distrahere os, lede os på afveje og måske endda ødelægge forholdet til andre.
But every time we contemplate the cross, we are encouraged to come back to him and he will serve us.
Og hver gang vi overvejer korset og holder det for os, så ser vi, at han vender tilbage til os og vil tjene os.
A farmer once had a very fine crop of grain.
En bonde havde engang en meget flot mark.
Just a few days before the crop was ready for harvest.
Og få dage før marken var klar til at høste.
A terrible storm destroyed the entire crop.
Så ødelagde en voldsom storm hele marken.
After the storm was over, this farmer with his son walked around to assess the situation.
Og da stormen var slut, så gik bonden sammen med sin søn rundt på marken for at se, hvordan situationen så ud.
His son said, I was expecting my father really to cry or really to dismay because the situation was dreadful.
Og sønnen sagde, jeg havde ventet, at min far ville græde og fuldstændig tabe modet, for situationen var helt forfærdelig.
Instead, my father, in a very quiet way, started singing.
Og så i stedet begyndte min far ganske stille at synge.
Rock of ages cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee.
Gud, klippen, lad mig skjule mig i dig.
Years later, when this boy had grown up, he said, that was the most beautiful sermon I ever heard.
Mange år senere, da drengen var vokset op, sagde han, det var den smukkeste prædiken, jeg nogensinde havde hørt.
And that son learned from his father the most precious message we have from God to the prophet Isaiah.
Og sønnen lærte af sin far her den mest værdifulde det mest værdifulde budskab vi har gennem profeten Isaias her.
Whatever your circumstances are in life, God will never forsake you.
Uanset dit livs omstændigheder, vil Gud aldrig forlade dig.
His name would never be abandoned or desolate, regardless of how grim things might appear.
Og du skal aldrig blive forladt eller lagt øde, uanset hvor slemt tingene må se ud.
Brothers and sisters, we all are in the world.
Brødre og søstre, vi er alle sammen i verden.
Our life is full of ups and downs.
Vores liv er fuld af opture og nedture.
But we belong to Christ.
Men vi tilhører Kristus.
And even if sometimes we feel desolate or abandoned.
Og selv når vi nogle gange føler os øde og forladt.
Through his word God will still whisper in our ears our name and tell us that we are not alone.
Så vil Gud stadig hviske os vores navn i øret og fortælle os vi er ikke alene.
In the words of Isaiah, our names have been abandoned and desolate.
Og med Isaias ord, vores navn var forladt og øde.
But through faith, through Jesus Christ, forever now our names are, you are my delight, you are married.
Men gennem Jesus Kristus er vores navn nu for evigt Herrens glæde. Vi er gift.
And the peace of God, which surpasses our human understanding, keep your minds and hearts in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Og Guds fred bevarer jeres hjerter i Kristus Jesus. Amen.
Let us pray.
Lad os bede.
Heavenly Father, we commit our lives to your hands.
Himmelske Far, vi lægger vores liv i dine hænder.
Help us always to listen your voice to the prophet Isaiah.
Hjælp os altid til at lytte til din stemme gennem profeten Isaias.
Even when our behavior, our acts and our thoughts betray you.
Og selv når vores tanker og handlinger forråder dig.
Your love and your faithfulness are rich again and again to us through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Så rækkes din kærlighed og nåde igen og igen til os gennem Jesus Kristus, vor Herre.
Keep us firm in the rock, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Hold os fast hos Jesus Kristus, vores klippe. Amen.